This guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Lindell Report. Now Mike's not going to be with us right from the beginning right now of this show, but he will be joining us shortly. My name is Patrick Kolbeck. I work with Mike on making sure that we get the truth out about what's going on with our election systems out to the public. We're trying to go around all the censorship that we're receiving from the traditional media and making sure you, the viewer, have an outlet to get the truth about what really is happening regarding our elections. And, you know, when I've had a chance to, over the last few weeks, to go over and catalog a lot of the assertions that Mike Lindell has been making about what happened in our elections. And, you know, you got when you look back at all the information that he's been trying to get out to the American public, all the information that in many cases have been censored. I mean, he's had news anchors walk off the set when he starts talking about what happened to our elections. Well, you know what? Over time, what we're finding is that everything that Mike had said was exactly right. He's been over the target since day one. And I'm just kind of going to take a little bit of a trip down memory lane today and pick up where we left off on last Friday's show. We started talking about some new information that had been released courtesy of attorney Stephanie Lambert, who was the attorney for Patrick Burns in a civil defense suit. And what she found in the course of that suit in defense of Patrick Byrne was that they had gone through some discovery and had access to some internal emails from Dominion. And what she noted in there was that there was actually evidence of criminal misconduct in those emails. So even though she was in the middle of a civil lawsuit, she had an obligation as an attorney to report those that evidence of criminal violations to law enforcement. And she did, to my good friend, Sheriff Dar Leaf, who's the county sheriff in Barry County, Michigan. And Sheriff Leaf proceeded to make sure that the rest of the world knew about what was actually being said in these emails. And there's a lot of different areas we can go into, but Sheriff Leaf was appropriately concerned with the content. He's reached out to Congressman Jim Jordan and his Weaponization of Government Committee to make sure that he's aware of what's going on with these emails. And when you actually look at everything that's said in these internal communications with Dominion, it's very difficult to come to any conclusion except that Mike has been over the target since day one. And one of those topics that Mike has been absolutely correct on since day one was the topic of the fact that the topic of whether or not our electronic voting systems were connected to the internet. Now, you know, whenever you listen to the pundits and the people that are vested in making sure that our elections are not secure at all, and you make the assertion that the machines were connected to the internet, you're told that no, our systems are air-gapped, there's no connection to the internet. And what we're finding in particular in these internal Dominion communications is very, very ample evidence that nope, they were lying to you since day one. And so we're going to show, you know, kind of start off the show while we wait for Mike, just by going through some examples of evidence that asserts that these machines were indeed connected to the internet. So Paul, with a little bit of help there, we'll share some information up on the screen. I'm going to walk you through, first and foremost, a quote that was made by Dominion CEO John Polis before the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee on December 15th, 2020. Oh, excellent. I've just been told by a nice voice in my ear that we got Mike and Lindell with us here. So, Mike, without further ado, welcome to the Lindell Report.
I was flying across town, everybody. I was hearing your intro there about talking about the being on the internet and such. So I just want to catch everybody up on a few things. I'm going to be speaking at the Trump rally tomorrow in Green Bay, everybody. That's news. This will be the first rally I've done since, I believe it'll be a year, like in May, because I've been so busy out there. We've been taking care of elections, and I've been dealing with tax on my pillow, everybody. So we have that going on tomorrow. And I want to tell everyone in Wisconsin that the Robin Voss recall, the one that they said they tried to discredit all these signatures, don't worry about it. There's another one going on. It's called the RacineRecall.org, everybody. RacineRecall.org. This one's going to, you know, we're hitting them from all sides. So this is Voss. There it is, everybody. And I'll tell you, we are going to succeed. Robin Voss has got to go. We've got people like him, Brad Massenberger down in Georgia. We've got Shane Scholler of Missouri, Tim Hammers of Arkansas. We can't let these uniparty people stop us anymore in what we're trying to do to secure our election platform. So that's a quick update, everybody. I did talk to Rick Weibel, from Minnesota. He leads both Minnesota and South Dakota. He's got so much updates, so many things. We're going to have him Wednesday night. You don't want to miss this. I guess he's got so much stuff. Patrick, have you talked to him lately?
It's no, just saw his post on it.
It's pretty amazing. The evidence, everybody, it just keeps pouring in of you know, these lies we've been told about machines being safe, secure. You find out with our one of the things too is we, with our Supreme Court case, and I think after this, Patrick, you're going to show some stuff here about them being online, and then we'll bring it into the Supreme Court case that we have, everybody. They found encryption keys inside the machines, and we're going to unravel this and unwind it all in Las Vegas on April 17th, everybody. In April 17th, we're going to be in Las Vegas. It'll be a roundtable event. Stan is going to moderate the lawyers, experts that were involved in bringing the Supreme Court case to the Supreme Court. And we're waiting on whether they accept it or not. Is that right, Patrick? We're waiting. It's a waiting game now, correct? It's all been documented. Yeah. And so that's nice. But I'll let you take it away here, everybody. By the way, everybody, donate to the LindellPlan.com while you're watching tonight. And also, we've just launched our biggest, it's our third most successful commercial out of the gate in MyPillow's history. That was launched last Monday. It's called the Extravaganza, the MyPillow Extravaganza. We've got all these $25 products on sale. We'll talk about that halfway. Use 77. Patrick, what do you got? It's a short opening.
No, that's okay. I mean, what I was really trying to do is highlight all the times that you have been right over the target for everybody, and want to make sure that everybody understands it, because sometimes we get lost, you know, trying to track from story to story to story, and we lose track of the big picture. And the big picture on this is very clear. You've been over the target since day one, particularly when it comes to the fact that these machines are connected to the internet. Now, why is that a big deal? Because when these machines are connected to the internet and you've got passwords for these machines, the decryption passwords for these machines stored in plain text on these machines, that's kind of a big security risk, especially when those decryption passwords are found on the same servers that contain our election results, and they provide people with the ability to change the election results without detection. So that's kind of a big deal. So if people have been lying about the fact that these machines are connected to the internet, first of all, it begs the question, what else are they lying about? But second of all, let's go off and explore specifically them lying about the internet connection. So up on screen here. Apollo, you can help me out there. Get slide number one up here. We have a quote from the Dominion CEO on the left-hand side here. During December 15th, 2020 testimony before the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee, and he was under oath when he said this, he said that voting systems are designed, are by design meant to be used as closed systems that are not networked, meaning they are not connected to the internet. He said specifically that they are not designed to be connected to the internet. And then now on the right side, what we found with these internal Dominion emails that have been disclosed by Sheriff Leaf after being provided that information by attorney Stephanie Lambert. And what we've got is an actual Dominion developer who's, by the way, is based in Serbia. We have a Dominion developer that says that when we are sending election results through the internet from tabulators or the RTM, this is not a closed system anymore. I should point out that Dominion CEO specifically called out in his testimony that he was not connected to the internet during tabulation. So there's either one of these guys is telling the truth or the other one is, but can't be both of them. And it's tough to see why the developer would be vested in any false narrative as to internet connection. These systems were actually designed to connect to the internet. And if you actually review the contracts with states like the state of Michigan, which is where I live, every single configuration that's offered in their proposal and their contract with the state of Michigan features an internet connection with their election management system server. And here's why that's really concerning. All the election results for large communities such as the city of Detroit, the only way you know the precinct level results for those cities are from the election management system server. You don't get them from the tabulators. They have to roll them all up into these EMS servers. These EMS servers are never tested, but these are the servers that are connected to the internet, and these are the ones that are providing your final election results. So that's why Mike put together the idea of the wireless monitoring devices, right? To expose this complete fabrication, this lie, and highlight that our machines are indeed vulnerable. So, by the way, in case,
absolutely.
But and wait, there's more. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and you guys can check that out if you go to Frank's speech and you go down to where you see as a Frank Social, you scroll over three, you'll see the election summit we had in August 16th and 17th. The first video, there is a 7-minute video, everybody. You can see the lies that were told across our country. And then you can also watch dads all saying, get rid of these machines. They're all, that they are connecting that. And South Carolina, right in front of the whole world, a few months ago, has their primary, and they shut down the whole state because they say nobody could go in and vote because the machines were not connected to the internet because the internet went down. They said they were connected, but the internet went down, so nobody could vote. And the big thing is, everybody, remember, it goes horizontal. There's some new evidence coming out. This is going to be explosive, everybody. All the machine, all the machine brands, doesn't matter if it's ES&S, like you're going to see Rick Weibel talk about on Wednesday night. They have ES&S machines, and it doesn't matter. ES&S, Hart, Smartmatic, Dominion, it doesn't matter. It's like having computers, everybody. Think of these brand names, Apple, Dell, what it doesn't matter, Microsoft, whatever it is. They connected. I have different brands all over my pillow, and they all, you can get them to all do the same thing if you can break into each one or if they're all connected to the internet. You could go ahead and tap in. I get all my numbers. I got to get on the internet, tap into my numbers to get online to the numbers I have every day for my pillow. So.
Well, actually, you know what, Apollo, if you could skip over to slide 13 here. I mean, just to underscore your point, Mike, the ES&S is another one of those systems here that has modems built into their system to connect to the internet. And you got a case here where if you click forward there for a couple times there, Paulo, there, what we're finding is that they've been dinged in the past by the Election Assistance Commission for actually misleading their clients and regarding these internet connections. Because when they have these modems installed, they are not certified. And the United States Election Assistance Commission actually dinged them on that. And if you go into the next slide, we see an actual chip installed on a motherboard in a county in northern Michigan. This was discovered by Matt DiPerno and his team of investigators during the Bailey versus Antrim County lawsuit. And they found a hidden 4G wireless modem from Telit Systems sitting on the motherboard. And guys, in case you're inclined to believe that the narrative that says, oh, it's just because it's installed doesn't mean it's talking to anybody, doesn't mean it's connected. Go to the next slide. This was also revealed in that lawsuit. And what you see in this is the actual printout of this machine connecting to the internet early in the morning on November 4th, the day after the election. So, guys, you know, we've been sold a bad bill of goods here. They're telling us that these machines are not connected to the internet. It's a bald-faced lie. And you have to ask yourself, if they're lying about this, what else are they lying about? Oh, and by the way, just as kind of that coup de grace or pièce de résistance here, if you will, if you click ahead to the next slide there, Apollos, in case you didn't believe these machines were connected to the internet, guess who the Department of Homeland Security and CISA has contracted with in order to secure our election systems? They've contracted with an organization called the Center for Internet Security, because nothing says security for systems that are quote unquote not connected to the internet than to contract with the Center for Internet Security. So, Mike, I mean, you've been right all along. You've been over the target. And when you couple this with the findings that we've seen in the new evidence in that Supreme Court petition to the Supreme Court for the writ of certiorari that highlights that the security of these machines are further compromised by Dominion actually storing the decryption keys in the SQL Server database, which is only protected by a Windows login. Guys, this gets serious, and state level actors would have no problem at all getting access to these machines and manipulating results. Once you have access into that server environment, you can manipulate results with impunity, and nobody would even know what you're up to here. So anyway, Mike, thanks for being right all along here and being over the target. And if you want, we can skip into some of the discussions on the some of the background on the Supreme Court filing with I thought it might be good to go over kind of the old evidence, all the evidence that the Arizona courts and the lower courts in the federal system ignored, because I thought those were pretty compelling anyway.
Yeah, and we can. I'm going to frame it for everybody first here, though. You tell us for all the horrible media that's watching right now, I've had two of them call me while we've been on the show, both from The Guardian. And here's where this case comes from. And by the way, no judge in the United States has ever looked at any of the evidence based on merit. All of the cyber evidence, everybody, has been blocked because their biggest excuse is they're not on the internet. That's impossible. So who's going to believe any cyber evidence? But one of the things is, when I went then back in 22, I said, you know what? We got to take a different angle at this, and let's go at these machine companies state by state. It would be like, if you had a defective device on your vehicle, you would get a recall on your vehicle or on your home computer, whatever it would be. Whenever there'd be a defect, if it was defect across the board, we're not even saying that somebody hacked in. They're defective. Okay, there's a problem. So the first case I brought it to with this idea, I brought it to the lawyer. The lawyer goes, that's a great idea. Let's do it. So we went in, we looked at Arizona first. That was the spring of 22, everybody, but you need plaintiffs. So we went around, and guess who said, hey, I'll pick me. Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham. Now, they were both running for office in the fall of 22, but this was the spring of 22, everybody. Then I went over to Alabama. I went over to Alabama. We got a couple over there to be plaintiffs, okay? But then at that time, as it was becoming quite costly, you got to get in-state lawyers and you got to get plaintiffs, all these things. Well, by that time, as we're moving along, we go, well, let's focus on Arizona here in Alabama. We focused on Arizona. Well, here's what happened, everybody. The judges, they threw it out and said that Kari Lake and Marge Fincham did not have standing. Well, they're running for office. If anybody ever had standing, they would have standing. And you're going to do an election with devices that we showed were defective. Okay, now, there were attorneys hired by me, and one of them was Alan Dershowitz, because he's a Democrat, going, hey, he said, we got to look into that. We've got to stop these things. This isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. This is our freedoms. This is our elections here. So Dershowitz jumped on board, too, and he's the one that said 100% they had standing. Now, the lower court throws it out, everybody, on standing. This comes up, though. This is very key, everybody. Then we bring it to the Ninth Circuit of Appeals. When it gets there, everybody, now remember, this is not the Kari Lake to overturn an election. This is just to get rid of these electronic voting machines and go to paper ballots and count it, to get rid of these machines because they're defective. So we bring in all this evidence and brings it up to the Ninth Circuit, and they throw it back and say, you know what? We agree. There's no standing. And then they sanction the lawyers, everybody, including Alan Dershowitz. So Alan Dershowitz, the coward, absolute coward, says that where he's standing up for what's right, but he runs away. Old Alan runs away. What a coward. I mean, just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. What'd you jump on for, Alan, if you were going to be a coward and run away? I mean, the water got too hot? This is what we're up against in our country, everybody. The Constitution doesn't mean anything if you don't have law. You have to abide by the laws. And these judges just throwing stuff out based on standing is disgusting. Who does have standing then? Well, anyway, so they throw it out on standing and they sanction the lawyers. Well, that ruling, everybody, based on standing, opened the door to the Supreme Court. And when you open that door, now you can add other evidence because they kicked it out on standing, not on the merits of the evidence, okay? That's really key, everybody. So now we were able to add more evidence, which came this fall in the form of decryption keys, being inside the machines. It's like having a God key. You can do whatever you want. Software that was used, at least in Arizona, that shouldn't have been used. That was a felony. All these things. And now, so that's what's sitting at the Supreme Court. And now Patrick's going to bring you back in time. You're going to bring it back. What evidence were there in the beginning? Is that right, Patrick?
Yeah, we can go over that and then highlight some of the new evidence, because some of the new evidence, all that information is in more states than just Arizona. I mean, I know for a fact.
Oh, yeah, it's 100%. It's everywhere.
Everybody doesn't know that is so frustrating, because this information has been out there for a while, and we just gotta, here's an old adage here that I think is true. We have to win in the court of public opinion before we win in the court of law, which is why it's so important to get this information out.
Right. And you know what? I've heard now that that's both, everybody. And I was talking to my good friend Patrick Byrne the other day, and he says it's both. He goes, no, he says, we've got stuff here that we went before the judges and they blocked and blocked and blocked, right? And because judges, you know, there's got to be some judges out there also that are going to morally finally take the moral right instead of the high road, instead of being either in living in fear, afraid to be the first judge that rules. And I got to go along with Patrick on that. He really believes that justice will prevail on stuff. But because he says, and he's quite right so far, they're so good at covering up. They own all the media, most of it. So they're so good at suppressing all these horrible, terrible journalists watching my show tonight. You know, they've been calling me for 2 weeks. Oh, my pillow. They lost a warehouse. Mike Lindell's going down. He lost a warehouse. That warehouse, that was last year. where it was an empty warehouse that we subleased to a candy company and then to a sugar beet company. And the sugar beet company backed out. So we made a deal with the landlord and said, hey, I think they're attacking me. Why don't you evict me? So make it look good, like the process. And then I won't fight it. And they said, OK, then if you think that's best, absolutely, I think that's best. These guys on the last minute, all of a sudden, they, you know, someone comes from you don't rent from my pill or else, you know, they're trying to destroy. So, but boy, that was big news in the media. Let's go. Let's call up Mike and see if he's really hurting, if he's got big crocodile tears coming down because he's getting attacked again. And do you feel, Mike, they always ask me this, Patrick. Mike, if you could turn back time, don't you regret all you've done, how you've hurt yourself and spent all your money? And I'm going, absolutely not. I wouldn't have a company anyway. And we have one shot at this, everybody. One shot in history. Every one of you out there that's watching, everyone that's a part of this, you need to help out the LindellPlan.com. This is the chance for us to save our country, save our children and grandchildren's future. We have all the tools. All we need is funding. That's it, period. So, you know, but go ahead with the evidence. Let's start with there, and then we'll show, you know, what was found recently and added to it. But there's two things here, too, by the way, everybody, with this case. Not only can the Supreme Court rule to throw it back to the court and say, hey, they did have standing, you know, throw it back and how dare you sanction these lawyers? You know, this has to stop, everybody. All these lawyers and stuff getting sanctioned. I got sanctioned for asking for evidence in my own $8 billion Dominion cases. I asked for you know where it was, Patrick? It was in Michigan. I asked for some Michigan machines. Yes, hey, check into these machines. Let's look inside these Dominion machines. You want to see evidence? Let's open them up. You know, you can go ahead and put what they do. The courts put the little non-disclosure on there so you don't see their secret code. No, you know what the judge did? You pay $26,000, Mike Lindell, and your lawyers. How dare you ask for evidence in your own case? We know it's a billions of dollars lawsuits against MyPillow. Your employees that didn't do anything wrong, and you didn't do anything wrong. You're just out there trying to help our country. It's disgusting.
It is so frustrating. It's not right. It's not just, but we know who wins in the end, right? So it's eventually these guys, and that's why we're seeing this flood of evidence come out, including, I mean, I want to give United States Congress some props here. They actually expose what's happening here, the suppression of information, when they put out that report by the Weaponization of Government Committee on the Election Integrity Partnership. They talked about how the federal government was actually working in collusion with big tech, with big media, to prevent the disclosure of stories like you're talking about regarding the machines. And so they're actually trying to, you know, play whack-a-mole with all this evidence. So the fact that that's what led to you forming Frank Speech, that's why we've now got a path to get around the censorship. That's why you've taken every block that they've done, that they've thrown at you, and you said, fine, I'm going to throw everything I got into providing a way around that. Whether it's internet connection, you put out the wireless monitoring device, or whether or not it's censorship, you said, fine, I'll create my own media platform with Frank Speech, or you're going to censor me in big tech? I'm going to go off and create Frank Social. And so
that's right. Patrick, yeah. with that being said, everybody go, they can sit here and go, oh, you only reach a few million people or whatever it is. Well, you know what? Those people go out and tell other people there's still hope, and they tell more people and they tell more people. What's happened to everybody? The day we started winning was January 7th and 8th of 21. That's the day they tried to kill our voice forever, went down to a little dot, and it's all coming back to life. All these different platforms that are out there, the social media platforms that have sprung up from your Getter, Gab, Truth, Frank Social, Instagram. I guess that was out there before. Suckabucks, Facebook, but it means at least Alan Duke doesn't block it anymore, doesn't put his face checks over it. But you've got all these platforms now that we didn't have before. So you have, and I encourage everybody, get on every single social media platform, even if you only got 10 friends. And when you hear stuff on here, when you get to Frank Speech, share it everywhere on all those platforms. Don't just hang out in one platform. You're sitting there on one platform. Yeah, you can use one for your home base, but use the other ones because you might see this show and you're sharing out a Frank clip, which we're going to talk about a lot about that as Frank's speech moves into a whole nother world here in the next couple weeks, where we are our big new lineup and everything launching. A lot of new technology you're not going to see on other platforms. And you're going to be able to, with a one-stop shop, hit a button and share things that news like this out everywhere, because that is what we need. We need the public awareness so that when a judge does make a decision, here's where I think they work hand in hand, Patrick. If I'm a judge out there, I've said this before, they have families, they have grandchildren, children, they have neighbors. Well, when everyone's talking about getting rid of these machines and going to paper ballots, hand counting, and then something comes before them, and they're going, hey, I realize now as our country's getting destroyed, we've got to make some decisions here because we're coming to an age of artificial intelligence and new technology where the people that are governing this better be elected by the people and not selected. And that's why you had your 9-0 ruling come down about Colorado 3-4 weeks ago. And I really believe if this case gets accepted, which I believe it will, we got to pray it does, then it'll be another 9-0 ruling. Because this is just common sense. You can't have your elections run by machines that have decryption codes on the inside of the boxes. That's like having my ATM card and I put my passcode on it and give it to you. Here, I'll show it on national TV. You know, here's the code. Boom. And by the way, here's the card number. Boom. I mean, this is what they've done. So anybody can go in and horizontally. And you know what? A lot of that, I believe, is done for reactionary too. If you got to go in there and they got to do something to react because they print that something in the master algorithms is wrong, you know, and I don't care if I'm getting deep into the well. There's different levels people are cheating at too. I mean, they're right down to the local elections. Remember, Patrick, Chris Krebs with the CISA. With CISA, he's the one that made the comment, everybody, it's the most secure election in United States history about the 2020 election. Well, he got let go by CISA the following month because they go, you said that and you were lying. You were basically lying. But 4 months later, everybody, 4 months after he said that, he was on Morning Joe with Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and they asked him straight out, what's the biggest threat to the United States? Bar none, he said. An attack by China in our elections right down to the local level. That's what he said. The same guy that said we were safe here, now he says the machines aren't safe here. 4 months later, everybody, I think it was on March of 2021. Disgusting.
Well, we know that these machines have vulnerabilities that are bad. Even the Democrats knew it before November 3rd, 2020, and they were screaming from the loudest mountain, from the tallest mountaintop, right. All these problems. So. And you know my background, Mike. I'm a former aerospace engineer. I worked and helped design systems on board the space station life support systems. And these are all mechanical systems. There's a lot of computers involved. They were life critical systems. I mean, when you're working on the life support system, it's life critical. Well, these election systems are life critical for our country. And the amazing lack of professionalism that goes into the management of the security of these devices should send a chill up everybody's spine. It's the equivalent of going in an airplane without any safety checks, without any FAA, without any of that sort of rigor that goes into safeguarding your travel day in and day out. That's what they are doing. They're asking our country to travel like that via our election system without the appropriate safeguards. If this was an airplane operating to these standards that these guys are operating, every single airplane would be grounded in the country. But that's not what they're doing.
Or cars. Yeah. You know, I mean, same way every car would be grounded. I compared this once, everybody. Let's say you have an Indy 500 race, okay? And you have this race, and you have all these different models of cars, but about 95% of the race goes, hey, there was something wrong with my car. It couldn't go as fast as it normally goes. It was like, it was weird. It was like I was being controlled from an outside force. So there was something on with the car. But then the race gets done and everybody knows something was wrong. But all of a sudden the guy that has the race goes, no, 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 no. You cannot look under the hood at the engines. There's secret stuff. All these cars have secret stuff. Nope, nobody could look under the cars. And then even matter worse, everybody, the cars, let's say, that weren't, that didn't have this, those car companies didn't, you know, where they could say, hey, you can look under our hoods. There's no problem under there. They don't even do it. That's what everybody, that's what I want to tell you. If I was ES&S, which hasn't been suing people for billions out of Omaha, Nebraska, why haven't they come forward and said, look in our machines. We have nothing to hide. Look how beautiful ours ran. Look at this. Because they can't, because they're the same. And they, and that's when we're going to, Wednesday night, everybody, we're having Rick Weibel on here, and he's going to go through the, all this ES&S stuff that's disgusting. But go ahead, Patrick. Let's show some evidence so people have something to take home with them.
Yeah, essentially, our evidence initially, it was initially filed as a Lake v. Hobbs, but then, of course, Hobbs was declared the governor, and so she was replaced by Adrian Fontes as the Secretary of State in Arizona. So the name of the case switched after that occurred. But basically, in Lake v. Fontes, which is how this is known now, the initial evidence that was presented was pretty damning already, Mike. So they had Kurt and the rest of the team that worked on this case for Carrie Lake and for Mark Fincham. They had some pretty damning evidence. The problem is it's not sexy evidence, right? This is evidence that an engineer would appreciate, like me, a systems engineering requirement. And it would say that, number one, these machines that they put forward here that they're trying to tell us are going to give us a good, fair, honest election, they weren't even compliant with the law when they were certified.
Right.
So all these devices, they were not already complying with state law. And then when they found afterwards was that these final vote tallies, they could not chase down in an election audit after the 2020 election. They found out that the voting machines had an 11,592 ballot discrepancy between the official results and the final results. That's kind of a big deal. And yet we're supposed to believe that these systems are going to accurately provide us with results. And then we had an example where we had congressional members and other government officials warning us at Arizona's registration system, which is another machine. It's another part of the electronic voting system. It was actually hacked in 2016. And the vulnerabilities associated with that hack are still not remedied. So that's kind of a big deal. And a lot of this is just verification, validation, very boring, check the box, Excel spreadsheet type of stuff, but it's valid because we're supposed to be a nation of laws. And then we found out that all these government officials don't even have the credentials to go off and monitor or ensure the integrity of their own systems. Only the voting system manufacturers has access to the senior system administrator passwords. That's kind of a big deal. They've got recognized experts that have said that all the safety measures intended to secure electronic voting systems against manipulation of votes, such as risk limiting audits and logic and accuracy tests, they said that they can all be defeated. And I'll tell you, this tees it up for all the new evidence. But just on the surface there, they're trying to convince us that these electronic voting systems are safe and secure and lawful, and they dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. And then you get statements like it was the most secure election in American history by Chris Krebs and crew. It's all a lie. And sooner or later, we have to tell everybody that the emperor has no clothes.
Let's show the new evidence. And by the way, everybody, early on, too, the judges also not only threw it out for standing, but they also said that this evidence, you know, basically discredited the evidence, too. And this was black and white evidence that, hey, they things like not being certified, things that they weren't effective, that they weren't, had not, all these different things that people are going, well, gee, that doesn't mean the election was corrupt. Well, you know what? This original case was brought before. Not to say the elections were corrupt. It was to say the machines can't be trusted. They're defective devices. It was along the lines of, hey, you have all these blenders that don't blend because they don't have a blade in the bottom. They were never looked at to blend something, whatever it might be. That was the original thing, was like, hey, I was very similar, everybody, very similar to the Rassenberg curling case in Georgia. It goes back to 2019, where they sued Crooked Brad down there, Crooked Brad Rassenberger of Georgia. They sued Brad and said, hey, you're the Secretary of State. These machines are defective down here. They were Dominion machines there. They said they're defective. And Crooked Brad said, well, we're going to use them anyway. It's too late to change before the 2020 election. So that case was buried with the Haldeman report and all this stuff. They buried it. And now that just came out this last fall, everybody. That's the judge that said, hey, we're going to look at this because the experts that looked inside the machine said there's problems. And you know what? If you question a machine, you're not a conspiracy theorist. That was the day, everybody, that I famously took off the tinfoil hats, and even Jimmy Kimmel mocked it on his show, because it's true. There should be nobody, anybody that questions it now is not a conspiracy. The judge said we're not. And why would you ever be? Well, anyway, that case went to court on January 9th. Alex Haldeman hacked in with a ballpoint pen in less than 3 minutes in front of the judge and flipped the election. Now, that's still sitting there by these judges, or by this judge, I'm sorry, this Obama-appointed judge. She's got to make a very hard decision, everybody, but I don't believe she's going to throw it out on standing. She already listened to the whole case, you know, so that's not going to happen. So she's got to make a ruling. Now, she could delay it past the 2020 election, I think. I don't know if she's living in fear. And we got to pray for our judges, everybody. Pray for our judges to make decisions. And that's what I was saying. By getting the word out about all the evidence you're going to hear from Patrick, you should all be concerned, whether you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. I don't care if you're apolitical. It don't matter. You should be very concerned about our election platforms when you hear the new evidence that we're putting forth before the Supreme Court. Now, these justices, they need support. They need people all around them. If you know a justice, say, hey, look at this case. Our government deemed our elections critical infrastructure. Not a little bit infrastructure, critical infrastructure. That's why I won't shut up about them. Everything comes from our elections. I've said it before, we're not out to save the whales here on Lindell TV. We can do that later when we save our country, okay? That's an expression, everybody, all you horrible journalists out there. And Mike's not out to save the whales, you know. Well, I'm out to save a country. We have to save our country. Then all these other things fall from that, the border, everything else that's going on, all the horrific things that are going on in our country to destroy our country. And so I just want everyone to know that you need to spread the word about this. But if you particularly know congressman or you know a judge, any judge, just say, hey, you know, be the judge. Just be a judge. Don't kick the can on sanctioning people and standing. Nobody even knew the word standing until this garbage started happening. You know, I'm gonna kick the can. And judge, by the way, everybody, it's subjective. Any judge can kick it out on standing, and not even have a reason why there's no need. Do you know that, Patrick? They can.
Yeah.
I'm standing.
I did it a few years back, but I do now.
Yeah, it is, everybody. It's a get out of court free thing for the judge. I don't want to hear this case. Don't pick me. It'd be like if we all had jury trial. If we were all called to jury trial and said, you know what? I don't have standing. I can't get on that jury. You know, you'd never have a jury. Well, these judges have all learned that thing called standing. Now, a few judges need to step up, like that brave one in Florida. That one judge said, you know what? Masks on airplanes are nonsense. And in one day, almost overnight, boom, they were gone across the country and the world, everybody. And by the way, there's a big case going down in Miami with Smartmatic, everybody. We really got to get that word out on that, because this comes out of the Philippines. Very, very, very important case to our country and the world. So we'll talk about that later, too. But go ahead, Pat, throw some evidence up there.
Yeah. All right, so we got three new pieces of evidence that were introduced in concert with the petition to the Supreme Court for the writ of certiorari. So these three pieces of evidence are pretty damning. I mean, because we're talking about a critical infrastructure component for our country. This is essentially the equivalent of a life support system for the country since it's critical infrastructure. First and foremost, what we're finding out is that the configuration of the electronic voting system software that was used in the 2020 election and then again in the 2022 election was not actually certified by the EAC like it was supposed to. In other words, there was a bait and switch. They said that they were going to provide X and they provided Y. And bottom line is, this is like flying an aircraft without an approved configuration by the FAA. The FAA would have grounded it a long time ago, but unfortunately, they're still allowed to go off and get away with putting out non-certified configurations of the voting system software. Another key thing, and this is near and dear to my heart because I saw this firsthand in Michigan, is that the Maricopa County did not conduct the statutory required logic and accuracy testing prior to the 2020 election, and did the same thing back in 2022, the election that Mark and Kerry were trying to head off at the pass by getting rid of the machines and put an injunction on them mm-hmm. because they couldn't be trusted. Well, turns out they couldn't be trusted because they didn't do the testing that was kind of supposed to give everybody the false sense of security that these machines were tested for accuracy. They were not.
But here, hold on. Here, yeah. I want to frame that right there. Everybody, how ironic is this that in the spring of 22, when I brought this case down there and Mark Finch and McCary Lake jump on as plaintiffs, now a judge throws it out, I believe it was in August, on standing, okay, and says that there's not enough evidence on the machines or whatever it was. Now let's think about this. Any evidence, anything they said about the evidence that these machines are defective, they weren't certified, all this stuff, something could go wrong. Remember, in the 2022 election in Arizona, 242 machines went bad at the same time, everybody. 7,000 votes every 6 minutes coming in and going, put the ballot in the box, put it in number three. Those ballots became mail-in ballots, everybody. They became lost in the wind. Kerry Lake won Arizona by a couple hundred thousand votes. Instead, they say she lost. It's disgusting. Absolutely. Nobody said, hey, gee, maybe this case, when this went to the Supreme Court there, the Ninth Circuit, they should have said, yep, look what happened on Election Day. 242 of these machines went bad. Give me a break, everybody. This is unreal. This should be the number one case in the country and the world. And we're able to bring it to the Supreme Court now with this new evidence. With this new evidence. Tell them the big one with the decryption keys. It's unbelievable. They all had keys
absolutely.
In to steal the election.
Yeah, so here we have machines that are connected to the internet. They're not using the certified configuration of the software. They are not even testing all the machines that are out there. And on top of that, what they found was the existence of the decryption keys that are supposed to secure all the information in these machines from prying eyes. Those decryption keys were actually stored in plain text inside the SQL Server database for the election management system software, which, by the way, is developed for Dominion in Serbia. So
that's right.
The election management system, the folks that had access to the software, the folks that were coding it, they put the decryption keys in plain text field. And the way
just
that
like
it's
if you're,
described. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're going exactly
like,
where I'm going.
Yeah. It's described as this, everybody. If you have a bank vault and you look right up here to the left, right in front of you, here's the combination. Or if I have one of my bank cards and on the back of it, I write my ATM passcode, the password to get in my bank account. You know, it's
not secure.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
And it's a violation of the law, too. They commit or a violation of their contract with
their
state of Arizona.
They're felony. By the way, the one thing for sure is a felony. Well, I would think both things are, but you put a key in there and say, here, have at it. But they use software by flipping software. It's a felony. There were felonies committed. And I've said it before. It's getting to the point now, everybody. I know we like to recycle, you know, with these machines and turn them into prison bars, but I'm beginning to, you know, wonder if we're going to have enough of these to put all these people that are involved in this thing, put them into prison, you know, get them all into prison behind these bars. It's a 50-50 thing here. It's really disgusting. And when I'm talking about people, I don't care if there's blockers out there, we're calling them out. The stuff that's going on where these uniparty blockers, most of them Republicans, are blocking us from getting the paper ballots hand counted. If they're blocking, you better explain yourself why you're blocking something that the whole country wants. It doesn't make sense. When I roll into Wisconsin tomorrow, I'm going to ask everybody there. I'm going to go around that crowd and go, hey, can you explain Robin Voss in Wisconsin? And they're all going to go. They can't stand him. I think he's got the lowest political rating of any politician, I believe, in history. Because the Democrats don't like him. Republicans, nobody likes the guy. You know why? Because everybody wanted to get to paper ballots hand counted in Wisconsin. They wanted to get to a beautiful place of having a secure election when they had one of the biggest crap shows in history with their election. I mean, because they found it all there. That Michael Gabelin did an amazing investigation, 9-month investigation. They found everything from crooked Facebook drop boxes from Zuckerberg to the machines being hacked into, 20,000 people voting from the same phone number. I mean, you name it, going into nursing homes and people that can't even talk and going, who do you vote for? And they're going, here, 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 you know. I mean, and this was all crimes, everybody. But what did Robin Voss do? He just said, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to investigate anymore. They were going to stop the investigation. And we're not going to do anything about it unless the judge rules that Wisconsin had fraud. 1 month later, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that there was widespread fraud in Wisconsin, and Robin Voss went into hiding. And what he's doing right now, everybody, that criminal up there with what he's done, and he's called everybody names up there. Too, by all of you watching tonight, you should see what he's called the people that these are his constituents are out there in his own county, what he's called them, because they came in with 10,000 plus signatures to recall. Well, then we found all these corrupt signatures. Isn't it funny? They took enough off to where it's right underneath the recall line by, I don't know, a couple hundred votes, maybe. I don't know how many votes. Well, now, by the way, we're doing it again, everybody. The great people on the ground there in Wisconsin, I'm saying Wisconsin, they're doing it again. I feel like I'm with them. I've been there so many times speaking to get rid of this guy. And why do I care about this? Because this guy's destroying our country, everybody. He's blocking Wisconsin. He's blocking them from getting to paper ballots and to getting to fair election when they had all this evidence there. It'd be like somebody up in Pennsylvania trying to explain how Pennsylvania always has more votes than voters, Patrick. How do you explain that? You have more votes than voters. 100 people, we take 100 people vote on something, and the tally comes back 70 to 50. Where'd the other 20 votes come from? This is crazy, everybody. You got Wisconsin, the most blatant, crooked stuff I've ever seen in my life. When I say all states are pretty much the same, created equal in this crime world we're in with the elections, but theirs was all brought to the surface on a big investigation that Robin Voss ordered. It's kind of like all the big audit, one of the biggest audits in world history down in Arizona. And when the evidence comes out, just because big things like Fox News said, yeah, Biden won anybody by 12 more votes. But she didn't talk about the real evidence where 27,000 people voted three times, it says. 16,000 people voted two times. I mean, and what, I'd say Donald Trump lost by, I don't know, 11,000 votes, whatever it was, or 9,000, whatever it was. I don't care. It's right. It's in that area. Well, anyway, you can't explain this stuff. So we're out here. If we don't have our election secure, everybody, it's over. You need to help us out in these efforts. Put up the LindellPlan.com if you can. You guys need to please help us right now. Go to the Lindell Plan. All the evidence we have. Support our. We're having a big event, April 17th. That's in like 10, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 days. We're bringing all the people that were involved in this case, the lawyers, the cyber guys, the experts. It's going to be a big roundtable in Las Vegas. all the media there. We're going to have a press conference. Steve Bannon is going to do a roundtable with all these and just drill them. Steve's going to drill them. You know, Steve likes doing that. Hey, show us this. So, you know, you found this. What does this mean? You know, and it's going to be amazing. But we need your help.
Yeah, and if you want to see a sampling of everything that the Lindell Offense Fund is funding, go to all the solutions out at electioncrimebureau.com. Guys, this isn't just, you know, one thing that Mike is working on. He's got multiple components to this approach to secure our 2024 election. The plan is there. All we need is the funding to actually execute all the different components.
Right. And do you have a link on the LindellPlan.com where it links over to the Election Crime Bureau?
Don't know.
But we should do that. It'll be on there. Patrick, when Patrick gets done, everybody, he's going to put it up in that menu so you can all check it out. Otherwise, electioncrimebureau.com. But I want that link with the plan so people can really learn and understand what we're all doing, everybody. This is going to save this country's election platform. You need to donate, please. Donate. Why don't we put up the way they can send in checks too? If you can go down to the bottom there and click on it.
Thanks, Apollos.
Is it on there, Patrick?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
it is. Okay, good. Okay, there's a number, everybody. Call this number, 800-598. Operator standing by, 800-598-6747. Donate now. All the dollars we get tonight are going to help that event that we're having on April 17th in a couple weeks, the big roundtable press conference we're having. By the way, this is also a sheriff's event, the Constitutional Sheriffs. I'm a speaker there. This is going to be live streamed on Frank's speech, everybody. Live streamed on Frank's speech. Donate now, LindellPlan.com, or you can send in the checks. I'm also going to say one more poll for MyPillow. Apollo, thanks you, Patrick. I'm going to quick pull up the website for MyPillow. You guys go to MyPillow.com. We're having, if you go down, scroll down if you can, Apollo, scroll down. We're having our $25 sale. Go up a little higher, or right there. Click on my face. That's fine. Click on me there. Here it is, everybody, the $25 extravaganza sale. We got the pillows, $25 a piece, any size, any loft. Six-piece towel sets, $25. Sandals that came in, $25. We've got the two of the multi-use MyPillows. Everybody's getting the American flag with God All Things Are Possible. You get two of them for $25. Dog beds, $25. It just keeps going on and on. It's the biggest extravaganza sale we've ever had. Use promo code L77. We put that up, L77, promo code L77. Get all these savings, everybody. And there it is, or call 800. I can't see the number there. I believe it's 800. You can see it on your screen.
544-8939.
There it is, everybody. Call the number now. Get these specials. Help support my own company. So we can get out there and keep fighting for it. Like tomorrow, I'll be at the rally in Green Bay. It's going to be live streamed here in the afternoon on Lindell TV. I look forward to seeing you all. Patrick, thanks for everything you're doing. God bless you and keep it up.